Now that's your own story. You never heard a thing about it till you come to school down here. Tell me for it.
That's right.
Can you go out and go back in this direction? I don't know too much about the other directions around here. You find a church, almost sometimes two or three of them in one square. And ain't that just preaching, you see? They say, Jesus, so, and I ain't never heard nothing about why the sun rolled east and set in the west. Didn't know that you had that 63 spy on earth to come out of that. Don't know why they do that. How about this? What do you think this a man? Smart boy. He won't stand around hardly and shoot a rag with somebody. He's too stupid to know that it is filter. What? Well, I'm not just saying that to be funny. That's right. That's where all of us would be. It's how we did reveal.
That's right.
Don't have nothing to do no boasting and blowing about and criticizing and laughing at somebody else. You're just as stupid as they made them.
Me too.
So then let's give y'all a little credit for the thing. But the invisible things of him, look, from the creation of the universe.
That's right.
You look right at one another, man is made in the likeness and image.
Okay?
Then you're stupid enough to say that Williams is the Father, Rodney, you're the Son, and you're the Holy Ghost. See? Three individuals, separate and distinctive individual personalities. One another, man is made in the likeness and image. Okay? Then you're stupid enough to say that Williams is the Father, Rodney, you're the Son, and you're the Holy Ghost. See? Three individuals, separate and distinctive individual personalities. And then you got here. And they tried to squeeze Mary in too. I tell you, it's good. Now, folks, let me tell you something. We're right down to the close of this age. Proper acceptance of this probationary period, that's the more correct way of saying it.
Yes.
See? And now here it is. We have learned why the sun rose in the east and set in the west. Now you get to read over there in the Bible about Adam committing a sin down there in the garden. And he sent forth his angels. Listen. Now listen now. Pay attention. Remember, you see, I done told you something that you've been seeing all your life and you didn't know nothing about. See? Yahweh waited till the cool of the day. He didn't drive him out right then. He waited till the cool of the day. When the sun was going down. The sun is going down. I mean, there's still the sun in the heavens. But it was going down. And no sooner did that man put his hand cup. Somebody said, well, it don't mean you get somebody to touch it. But he had to eat it first. Now, he didn't eat a thing off of his life, but the sun did up here. He just said, he fell in right there. All right. How about that? He told him not to touch the man. And he didn't touch. The man touched him like that when he found his head. And then when he told that, the eye that he covered up in the outside, said, if you don't look, the man, he didn't mean wrong. He was trying to protect the thing. You see what I mean? But y'all said, don't put your hand on it. There's a pole. I love that. And he carried around on this city against the authority. God. Bet. And every diplomat that ever went to him got hit on it too.
Yeah.
Years passed and gone. Met with a calamity. Was destroyed. They don't tell you much about that. Tell you who you were. You're interested, we'll go bring the book down and show them. But let's go see it on. See? Now, the invisible things of him from the creator of the world are clearly seen. That means you just don't have no excuse. Mm-hmm. Not no one. In the first place. For Yahweh did what? good. It's been my contention for 43 years, and I've been telling you that. See, Yahweh caught me off that and killed me, just like it did Moses, just like it did Paul, and just like it did John on the Isle of Patmos. See? Now, there's nothing you can do with me. Absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Well, you're better off in the sense than I am.
Mm-hmm.
See? And the reason why I said that, see, if you received my testimony,
mm-hmm.
and you see through it,
yeah.
and you never seen the vision, okay, and you believe on me,
yeah.
because Yahweh and I told you about it. You believe you're far better off.
All right.
I didn't get mine by faith. You did.
Right.
All right. I seen you did.
Okay.
Now, how about that? I left room to both of you have. How about that?
All right.
All right. Now, you see, that Moses alone and by himself entered into that cloud atop Mount Sinai. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Now every tongue you can have that comes along want to tell you something about the Creator. Want to tell you something about Yahweh. Want to tell you something about God. Want to tell you something about Adonai. I want to tell you something about Jehovah. You know what I mean? That ain't seen that thing. But, and then got the guts and nerves to say, look, I don't believe in Revelation and vision. You follow? You follow?
Yeah.
Why do you get laid out? Now the vision. Well, I went and I said, it's in the cloud now. It's in the cloud now. We're going to stay in the cloud now. Okay. And now this is where it's going this time. In this. And listen. The high priest of, I'm telling you, I'm telling you something. The high priest of law, he didn't have nobody go with him in that. You went in there by himself.
Mm-hmm.
Could nobody boast about that? I saw him rejecting our passion in the most holy place between the wings of the church. And then I was sitting here sitting there on the seat and couldn't say that. See that? And Moses, Aaron, the high priest, went in there. And he only went in there once that year.
Yeah.
He didn't run in like that. Yahweh spoke to Moses and said, you speak to your brother.
Yeah.
And you tell your brother Moses. And not to be running in and out of here. And that he died.
Yeah.
See, that's a mysterious thing, people. Listen to y'all are getting sick of our food. Our ignorance. Our stubbornness. And all kind of old false prophets out there and false teachings and whatnot don't know a thing about it. And then you giving them your money, see, and losing your soul, they don't know much about it. You following them? Read Leviticus 16:2. And Yahweh said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother. Now look, you go tell your brother, Aaron. Aaron was 3 years older than Moses. And listen, let me tell you something else about that. We usually say that Moses, that Aaron was a high priest.
And among men he was ordained. See? And he was a figure.
That's right.
Of the real ordained. It was a high priest that told him to speak to his brother. And tell him not to be running out.
Yes,
that's right. That's right. That's right. Now, there's a high priest that told him to come up here and told Moses to bring him up here, too. That's the high priest. Now, if you want that bread, I can bring it to you. So, he gives you high priest to bring it out. All that bread on that. Now, Yahweh said unto Moses, speak unto Aaron thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil, before the mercy seat, which is upon the ark, that he die not.
That he die not.
Right here. For I will appear in the cloud, for I will appear. In the cloud, upon the mercy seat.
Upon the mercy seat.
See, which is symbolical to the throne of God. That I will appear. Now, when he went in there and executed that service, and completed that service, some of that blood caused him to be 7 times. You see? Are you with me? You sure you're with me? You see? 7 times. You see? He went in there 3 times on that day. First, he purified his own head, the blood. Get all warm at the end. Some idiot standing around calling himself a preacher. But if you got somebody baptized out there in water walking away sin without the getting of sin, there's no remission of sin. Water never did wash away nobody's sin. There's some perfused odor you have to. How about that? Okay, you know. That even I will. What?
But I will appear in the cloud
upon the mercy seat. In the cloud, upon the mercy seat. That's like you. And when he said to the cousin, you come in here by yourself. And he never went in there without blood. And he always had a sense of it. See? And he went in on the right hand side. See? Like a censor that day. On his way, with the blood sitting in his hand. And the censor on his arm. See? Went to the right side of his face. Pushed his back. This way. Toward the left. What's that all about? Don't you see? You're going on back to the beginning. See? Stop. Where's that blood? See, that blood was a figure of the blood of Yahshua the Messiah that was sown for the first time. First, that's what he saw all the way back. Got to go to the bed. You see what I'm talking about? So he put it to the map. I tell you, we know something about it. And I mean, we call it death. Death by death. Line upon line. Three deaths upon three deaths. To the law. Yeah. To the testimony.
Yeah.
You see what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's where you work down here. And when you get an education down here, you got one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
See? We know every step of it. When it comes to talking about the birthday season. They say the 25th of December is his birthday. No, not so.
Can't be.
Good. I said, well, now, why did you say that? Now, look. Now, just to tell you, see, by knowing what happened right now, is what you were doing, you can always tell something about the thing. If you know. Now, this man has. Was he born on the 25th?
No.
Or was he created on the
25th? No.
Or was it the 6th?
Yeah.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
Now listen. The 25th of December. See? Yahweh put that man in the garden. But he created him, and if it had been on the 25th of December that he put him in the garden, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Then it would have been in fruition.
Right. I love that, Chris.
That's all right now. Now, as far as I know now, see, and the things I've already said to you. Some of them, you just hadn't given no consideration to it all. Right? Now, let's get a little further into the thing. Now go back to the 24th chapter of Exodus. And somebody open your book to Genesis, the first chapter. Now I ought to show you why I said you cannot start in Genesis. And then on top of all that, I think that Exodus sets the reason. Stop by that, too. Now look, folks. Ain't no need you thinking now that you're going to run down the street or some earth down the road there and learn this. You ain't. I'm not telling you now, so you're going to waste your time. All right. The 15th verse, I think. That's the 24th of two. And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai. See? And now look, now just a minute. Doc, you better put that in order. That has this continuity of thought. And put it back together again. So you better read the first and second verse.
And he said unto Moses, come up unto Yahweh, thou and Aaron, thou and the Bayou, and 70 of the elders of Israel, and worship ye afar off.
And worship ye afar off.
And Moses alone shall come near Yahweh.
And Moses alone shall come near Yahweh.
But they shall not come nigh.
But they shall not come nigh.
Neither shall the people go up with him.
Neither shall the people go up with him. Say, you know, I ought to stop right there and tell you something about that. See, now I just went on when I went over there before. I ought to stop and tell you something about that. Said I doubt this whether you know or not. Yahweh is everywhere. There is nowhere where he is not. Now here we got a man coming near Yahweh by himself. Now your kind of mind, okay. You see what I mean? you see what I mean? And this now I'm going to put it down so everybody understand what I'm talking about. Yahweh is everywhere. There is nowhere where he is not. Now you're talking about a man coming near.
All right.
And then old man acts as a person that is in him. We live and we move and we have our being. Now you're talking to me about a man coming near. Now, how about that? See, I'm going to get this over with.
See?
Now, there was a man down there on the side of that mountain.
Where did they put him over?
Yeah. By the name of Joshua.
Right.
As they call
him. Yeah.
Who really was Joshua.
Right.
See? Mm. That Yahweh was in.
Yeah.
You understand? Mm-hmm. And he was right there with Moses.
Okay.
See? Mm-hmm. And he comes near Moses. Or Moses comes near. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yahweh manifested in that physical body. That's what I'm talking about.
All right.
See that?
Yes.
Now you stand around and you tell me about Yahweh says, speak of Moses and speak unto them. Now who are you talking to? say? Who is this talking to Moses? That was Yahweh. Well, what does he even say in Delaware? Well, that thing you got to say, that son of mine is a different.
Yes, he did.
But Yahweh was manifested right there in Joshua. You see? And Joshua was the old Moses. He was the older man. Joshua was the older man. Don't you come near me. See? That's the rest of them stay down here. He and Moses alone went up there. In the mountain. You see that now? See, I think about all them things.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to talk to you, you see? And that's the reason why I say, maybe I don't want no bad.
Yeah.
Because I understand what's going on.
Yeah.
See, you couldn't find nobody just saying, you're always spoken to Moses and said, because of the children of Israel, because Moses, when he said, yeah, look up here, said, and Moses alone to come near me. You understand what I'm talking about? You're just reading. You don't know nothing about what you're reading.
That's right.
And now you have a faint tremor. And have no idea, no concept about it.
Yeah, that's right.
How about that?
That is right.
Now listen, you want to know something? If we cut this thing down and went right out of here right now, say, you've been benefited.
Yes,
that's
what I
thought. That is right. You must do something. See? Now, we were right there with Moses. In that box. And Moses was the only one that could come near. And say, listen here, let me tell you something else about that. See, even down here in Egypt, he communicated with Moses. Communicated at the burning bush and told him not to don't come no closer.
Yeah.
Don't come up here no closer. Stop! Well, that's what y'all. Get off this dude! Taking off the shoes. Were you born with shoes on?
No.
Easy. You see what I mean? Something happened this morning.
Yeah.
But, they don't know. Okay. Moses alone was still coming there. Now you understand?
Yeah.
Now it was Joshua, the 16th verse. He said, I had to go back up here to get that in. Okay. Now you're the 16th verse.
And the glory of Yahweh.
And the glory of Yahweh.
Abode upon Mount Sinai.
Abode upon Mount Sinai. That is, what is the glory of Yahweh?
Yahweh always.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. Yes. That's what the glory of God is.
Yes,
how about that?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm telling you. Yes. Now, look, let's get a repeat on that. Now, hold it right there. I'll be back. Don't leave the place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the same man over here, when he went up into the Mount of Transfiguration, see, that is, Yahshua transfigured in full symbol of this back here.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And his morning was white as the light.
Mm-hmm.
And the clouds, you see, didn't come back up that night. And his morning was as white as the light.
Mm-hmm.
And the glory of Yahweh was revealed right through that body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, throne upon top of the mountain.
Yeah.
How about that? Mm-hmm. And that's what it is getting out.
That's right. That's what it is.
Right there.
Yeah.
That's a life flashed in there.
That's that role.
That's right.
See?
Just reading, Buster. I'm telling you, I ain't going to get that.
I'm not going to get
that. That's it. I love that. Right. Now, I say this. But see now, the word, Yahshua said, that I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. But what you mean, if you comprehend or you understand, see, then that glory is imparted to you. You say, you get some glory out of comprehension. Well, how do you do that? It's because, listen now, listen, this part is symbolic of your brain. And if I what I say you understand, then you see the second aspect. Or in other words, your understanding is a duplicated. Yes, I understand now. Isn't that wonderful?
Really
wonderful. That's really wonderful. All right. We know that. And the 24th chapter, the 16th verse.
And the glory of Yahweh abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days.
That's like, you know,
Korah. And the seventh day he called unto Moses
and
out
the seventh day, on the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the fire. It doesn't say a thing there. It doesn't say a thing there. Do you recall that I said that you wouldn't know and you couldn't prove whether Moses broke the density or not?
Right. Do you recall that?
Yes. Now I said the cloud covered it 6 days. Colon. And the seventh day called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Is that right?
Right.
Now hold the Genesis 1:1.
In the beginning, Elohim.
Now just a minute. Just a minute. Then we don't have no time there. That's right. That's why I said you can't find over there. Now you got in the beginning. Yahweh, the Lord, created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form, God was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And so forth and so on, and the evening and the morning of the first day.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now you don't have no context. So you can't start that. A man without a head ain't no good. That's what you got there. See? Now look, this is what I'm trying to tell you. See, you have to, see, I'll put it like this. See, Yahweh has not given me a vision. I will know how to do this.
Right.
I will know how to open this book and lose these fields. Or in part, I would know how to do it.
Right.
I put 15 years in the Holy Spirit. I didn't know nothing about what I'm telling you.
Right.
Now you've got all that Genesis 1:1.
Mm-hmm.
You see? What happened in the cloud? Why it covered the top of the mountain? And then you've got in the beginning. See?
Mm-hmm.
In the beginning of what?
Okay.
See? Mm-hmm. You can't say it's in the beginning of Moses. Then you can't say that. But you had a vision down here to burn his foot. Yeah. Now, how about that? See, this is in the beginning of the vision of the creation of heaven and earth. See, that's going to be all different. If you can't say it in the beginning, this vision, right? How about that? Oh, my. That's one. And look. Baghdad this moment.
That's right.
And that's why you got down there in the first chapter of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
Because Yahweh revealed it on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got Hebrew. No, we can't buy. Right? Now, suppose I pull one real good one on you here.
Right
here. He goes, well, we'll take two. Very good. Take three. Yes, just take three. And two. Now, the same deal. I can take something else. That's all right. Now, what are you doing here now? Now, we know that Moses wrote the book. Well, you see, he was a man, all the man that in the midst of the crowd and saw the vision of the trees of heaven and earth that you're reading about in Genesis 1:1 and all that. See? You follow? And that's how we knew. Now, what we're talking about here now is this. We're talking about the name now. Yahweh. All right.
Exodus 6:3.
Yes.
And I appeared unto Abraham.
Now I appeared unto Abraham.
Unto Isaac.
Unto Isaac.
And unto Jacob.
And unto Jacob.
As El Shaddai.
As El Shaddai.
But by my name Yahweh.
But by my name Yahweh.
Was I not known to them.
Abraham didn't know the name Yahweh. Isaac and Jacob did not know the name Yahweh. Right?
Right.
Now, if you go over here in the second chapter of Genesis, and look at it, and read that. Jesus don't talk about Yahweh in the second chapter of Genesis.
These are the origins of the heavens and of the earth, when they were created in the day that Yahweh Elohim made the earth.
Now, do you see that?